What's up, guys? Harris Jacobs here. Welcome to the first episode of Harris's Hottest Takes. You might know me from Harris's Sports Take. This is my new and revamped podcast, trying to start new and start fresh. So this episode, we're going to focus on the NFL playoffs. Let's start right up with the AFC, Ravens and Titans. We have a huge game for Lamar Jackson. He has been scrutinized and scrutinized for his throwing ability coming out of college at the combine. Can he get it done? Is he more than just a runner? He can do it in the regular season, but can he do it in the postseason? And I think this time it is going to be a yes. It's his second crack against the Tennessee Titans, and Baltimore's got a good defense. Marlon Humphrey, if he plays, he's got 8 forced fumbles on the season. Obviously, Baltimore is going to have to do a better job of stopping Derrick Henry to give themselves a chance to win this football game. Because if we see December and January Derrick Henry, playoff Henry that we saw last year, it's over. But I think in 2021, we need a feel-good story for the country and the sports world and the political world. And I think Lamar Jackson might do it. I think it's going to be a very close game. I think he's going to make some plays with his arm that he hasn't done. And it is going to be a huge challenge for the Baltimore Ravens because Ryan Tannehill is no joke. 7 interceptions on the year, 4th in QBR on the season. We all know about Derrick Henry. Both Baltimore and Tennessee love to run the football. So it is going to be a smash mouth, run the football kind of game. Whoever picks up those third downs, whoever can avoid turnovers is going to have the best chance to win this football game. So defensively, Baltimore has been much better against the Titans against the run as of late. The Titans almost lost to the woeful Texans, who have huge issues in their front office with a vacant head coaching position, and we know all about that. And they barely beat them to get to host this playoff game. So I think Lamar Jackson finally breaks the stigma at home, or on the road, excuse me, of being able to win the big game, because he hadn't shown it yet. Last year against the Titans, couldn't get it done. This year against the Chiefs, Monday Night Football, not great. He's lost against the Steelers twice. Well, one time when he played this year, he had COVID, so he couldn't play. But I think this is the opportunity for Lamar Jackson to win a playoff game. And I envision a scenario where Baltimore might be down heading into the fourth quarter. I envision a game-winning field goal kind of scenario because Tennessee is not going dark into the night. This is not a team to joke around with, and this is a really tough decision for me. I think it's one of the more toss-up playoff games compared to the other ones that we got, but I really think that Lamar Jackson and company are going to be able to find a way to win this football game. Another intriguing matchup on the year on this weekend in the AFC, we got the Colts and the Bills. The Bills have been great the past two seasons, and Josh Allen has taken a huge step forward. MVP contention, 3rd in total QBR, 4th highest completion percentage. But the Bills have a tough matchup on their hands against the Indianapolis Colts defense, Darius Leonard. The Colts only give up 3.7 yards per carry, so it is going to be a huge challenge for Buffalo to run the ball at home. But Buffalo has been on an absolute offensive tear in the last three games, averaging 47.3 points per game, including a whopping 56 against the Dolphins. I think the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen are under a huge amount of pressure in this game, because Buffalo seems like that team that is expected to take the next step. And especially with a young quarterback, that's what you would hope. Because we've seen with Lamar Jackson last year, young quarterbacks look good in the regular season, but they just can't get it done in January. And Josh Allen, to show that he truly belongs with the Russell Wilsons and the Aaron Rodgerses and the Patrick Mahomes, etc., to prove that he belongs in that top tier, he has got to make a run, because Buffalo has put him in a position to win. They have a good culture, good GM, good head coach. They traded for Stephon Diggs, who has been a splash, absolute splash. He has been a top receiver in the NFL all season long. And this is the Buffalo Bills' chance to finally host a playoff game. And they have experience in the playoffs. They've been there before, and they lost in overtime last year at Houston. And this is their year to take the next step. One of their losses was a lucky Hail Mary from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins. The Buffalo Bills have been dominant from start to finish this year. They are clearly a better team than the Pittsburgh Steelers in my mind. And I think there is a ton of pressure on them in the playoffs this year. Obviously, no one's going to fault Buffalo and Josh Allen if they go into Kansas City and lose a close game. But I think Josh Allen has to prove that he can belong with the elites. And that starts with beating the Indianapolis Colts, which I think they're going to do. Jonathan Taylor for the Colts, good running back. Phillip Rivers has guided that team to the playoffs. Credit to Frank Reich for making the decision to get Phillip Rivers. They haven't really had a franchise quarterback since Andrew Luck retired. And he's been able to guide his team to the playoffs. So Frank Reich deserves a lot of credit. I don't trust the Indianapolis Colts, especially after that Pittsburgh Steelers game. I know that T.Y. Hilton has looked good in parts of the season. Phillip Rivers can still play, even at age 39. But in Buffalo, with some fans, I believe, it is going to be very hard for the Indianapolis Colts to go in there and win this football game. Because, as I said, Buffalo was right there. They made that splash with Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen has upped his game. The way that he can move and throw on the run and run the football. I remember that throw to Stephon Diggs in the end zone, which should have, against Arizona, which should have been the go-ahead touchdown for the win, until Kyler Murray made an improbable throw and DeAndre Hopkins made an improbable catch. But Josh Allen is the real deal. Scrutinized player out of Wyoming. He had issues on draft night. An old tweet popped up, but he has proven everyone wrong that he is an elite quarterback, and I expect him to get a big raise very soon in an upcoming offseason. So Buffalo, I really think that they can go deep. Next game, Steelers-Browns. This game is absolutely fascinating. You have on one hand the Cleveland Browns, who haven't been in the playoffs in 17 years, since 2002. This is the second time in my lifetime that the Cleveland Browns have made the playoffs. And to make it even more fascinating, they have to play when their head coach has COVID. So you have the Cleveland Browns on the road against their division rivals, who they beat last week in the Pittsburgh Steelers, against old Big Ben Roethlisberger at Pittsburgh. You have Baker Mayfield, who has been one of the most scrutinized quarterbacks ever since he came out of Oklahoma. Is he a franchise quarterback? What are his leadership qualities? And he's proven a lot of people wrong this year. There's no doubt about that. This weekend, though, Baker Mayfield is going to have a lot to deal with. Pittsburgh's got a strong defense, kept them in a lot of games when their offense has gone dormant. And Baker Mayfield is going to have to pull off a virtuoso, because the cards are stacked against the Cleveland Browns. Obviously dealing with COVID issues. There's not a lot of experience. Tomlin and Roethlisberger have way more of that experience. And I believe that they're going to have a hard time against this Pittsburgh Steelers defense. And beating a team in back-to-back weeks is very difficult. So I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win this game. But my goodness, they better win this game for the sake of Ben Roethlisberger's legacy and for the sake of Mike Tomlin, because they have invested a lot of money into Ben Roethlisberger, a 38-year-old quarterback. He came off an injury last year. Not a great running game. He's going to have to make plays with his arm. And hopefully Ben Roethlisberger can rekindle some of that old playoff magic and get the Steelers deep into the playoffs for their sake. I don't trust them. I don't view them better than Buffalo, and I don't see them going into Buffalo and winning. But this week, with the circumstances that Cleveland has to face, I still like the Pittsburgh Steelers to win a playoff game. But down the stretch, I just don't know if I see them beating Buffalo because they haven't put together a complete football game in the past 5 weeks. They beat Indianapolis at home a few weeks ago. It was a great comeback victory, but they were down by a lot in the second half, and they haven't played a complete game. An emotional season for Pittsburgh Steelers fans. They started out 11-0. They lost to the Washington football team, which kind of came out of nowhere. And Steelers are still, they're soul-searching a little bit because they want to know if they have one last run with Ben Roethlisberger, and we are going to find out. This game has so much stakes. Imagine the headlines. You have the Pittsburgh Steelers back at it again if they win this playoff game, or you have the Cleveland Browns, who make history, win a playoff game for the first time in, goodness, I have no idea how long, with a rookie quarterback, without their coach who has COVID, on the road against their division rivals and who they would have beaten for the second straight week. A lot of headlines in this game. But I still like the Pittsburgh Steelers to get it done at home. Switching to the NFC. Washington football team versus the Tampa Bay Bucks. I'm a Falcons fan. I'm sure a lot of people listening on this call are Falcons fans, and a bunch of us would love to see Tom Brady get smoked. The Washington football team are a feel-good story. Ron Rivera, Alex Smith and company. But I just don't know if it's going to happen against Tom Brady this week. Washington has quarterback uncertainty. Alex Smith, he's played well. He's given his team a chance to win. We don't know if he's going to be able to go. And they are going to struggle against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense. Best rush defense in 2020, only allowing 81 yards per game. Do I see Tampa Bay, though, as a real contender, even though I see them beating the Washington football team? Because I just don't think this team is as elite as we want them to be. I don't see Tampa as a contender. They're 1-5 against playoff teams. The Washington football team is in the worst division in football, 7-9. That's not good enough to get you in the playoffs in any other circumstance. Chase Young, Montez Sweat, they're the real deal. There's no doubt about that. Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, great. But I don't think that Tom Brady is going to go in the playoffs and lose his first playoff game for consecutive years. I think Tampa's got too much firepower on offense for the Washington football team. And while I don't view Tampa Bay as a real, legit Super Bowl threat, I still view Seattle and Green Bay over them. I still think that Tampa has what it takes to beat the Washington football team on the road. But there's a guy named Tom Brady playing for the Buccaneers. So if Tampa Bay beats the Washington football team and looks good, I can't count him out. I cannot be shocked if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go on a run, because we know what happens when we try and doubt Tom Brady. 9 times out of 10, he proves us wrong. But for the sake of this, Tampa's going to beat the Washington football team, and I see them struggling in their next round. Rams versus Seahawks. Quarterback uncertainty for the Rams. We don't know if Goff's going to go. John Wolford, he looked nice against the Cardinals last week, but the Cardinals also had a backup quarterback. It's going to be really hard for the Rams to go to Seattle against their division rivals and win a playoff game. I think even though Russell Wilson had a little bit of a downfall this year, I still believe that the Seahawks are capable of winning this football game. I do have my concerns about Seattle, however. He's been sacked 47 times this year, third most in the NFL. That's definitely not what you want for your franchise quarterback. But do I trust Russell Wilson any less than whoever starts at quarterback for the Rams? Absolutely not. Jared Goff has thrown a lot of interceptions this year. He's tied with Russell Wilson, but Russell Wilson has a history of winning big games. Jared Goff, meh. This game has been really low scoring this year. Neither team has hit the 30s in two games, and I don't see that changing. I think this is going to be an ugly football game with a lot of turnovers. But I think with DK Metcalf and Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, I do see Seattle coming out on top. Do I see Seattle as a better team, bigger threat than New Orleans Saints? You bet I do. Because I know that Russell Wilson hasn't looked great, but I still like him over Drew Brees, and I'm going to touch on the Saints in a second. The Saints, I think, are one of the most overrated football teams in the whole National Football League. They've relied on Alvin Kamara's video game fantasy football insane numbers to get them to where they are. Great defense, but Drew Brees, 41, 42 years old, coming off an injury? I just don't see it. I really don't see it for the Saints in the playoffs. But do I think that they can beat the Bears this week? I do, but I think it's going to be closer than we think. Because for whatever reason, the Saints just don't get it done in the playoffs. I don't think the Chicago Bears are a great team. They kept Green Bay close, but then they lost them in the second half. The Bears have not had stable quarterback play, switching from Mitch Trubisky to Nick Foles, back to Mitch Trubisky. I just don't trust the Chicago Bears, and they've got a lot of heat on them. Is this the end of Matt Nagy? Is this the end of Mitch Trubisky? What's going to happen? Mitch Trubisky has been grossly outplayed by his draft class quarterbacks of Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. So this is a huge game for his future, going up against one of the best defenses in football in New Orleans, against a team that has won a lot of games in the past four seasons. Huge opportunity for Mitch Trubisky. So in the NFC, I've got Tampa over Washington, Seattle over the Rams, and the Saints over the Bears. Which team do I think is the biggest threat to the one seeds in each conference? The one seed in the AFC is Kansas City, and in the NFC, it is Green Bay. In the AFC, I think the unanimous biggest threat to the Kansas City Chiefs is definitely the Buffalo Bills. It comes down to quarterback play in the National Football League. And the Bills have a goodness gracious, they have a great quarterback in Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen is the real deal. I think Kansas City really is going to have a hard time getting back to the Super Bowl. And while it goes through Arrowhead, Josh Allen is going to give them a run for their money. Buffalo is built to win in the playoffs. They've made great signings, great coach. They've been there before. So I think Buffalo is a really strong challenger to the Kansas City Chiefs. NFC, who do I think is the biggest threat to the Green Bay Packers? I really don't see one, if I'm being really honest. If I had to pick, I'm going to go with the Seattle Seahawks just because I think Russell Wilson is the best quarterback out of the six teams left. I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers here, but I really think Green Bay has an easier path to the Super Bowl than does Kansas City. While Buffalo is the biggest threat in the AFC, that doesn't mean they're the only one. I just think they're the biggest one. Will I be shocked if the winner of the Ravens-Titans game takes Kansas City to the fourth quarter and maybe even beats them? I would not. In the NFC, though, Aaron Rodgers is on a mission. This is the biggest screw-you season Aaron Rodgers has had towards the Packers front office. They drafted Jordan Love. I was one of the people that thought that Aaron Rodgers would request a trade mid-season because there would be some sort of argument between Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. Something would go down because Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem to shy away from some controversy. But he proved me wrong. Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, great connection. Green Bay's got a strong secondary. Jair Alexander, good pass rush. Za'Darius Smith, Preston Smith. They got a lot of good players on that team. And they were right there last year too. And I really think that Green Bay is, I just don't see a real threat to Green Bay. I still think that Seattle is the second best team in the NFC, but I just think this is Green Bay's year. And I'm really surprised to say that because I wouldn't have thought that at the beginning of the year, because none of us really knew, in all honesty, we didn't know what kind of leash Aaron Rodgers had on him. Because when you use a first round pick on a quarterback, and Aaron Rodgers was turning 37 years old, is this the end? We don't know. But Aaron Rodgers has shut us up for at least another year, and I think this would be a huge, huge failure for Aaron Rodgers if he does anything less than Super Bowl. Because the NFC is tremendously weaker than the AFC, in my opinion. The Washington football team, they don't even have a 500 record, and the Rams are 9-7, and the Bears are 8-8, and the Saints have a 41-year-old quarterback, and the only other team besides those five that I just listed is the Seattle Seahawks, who have a quarterback. Russell Wilson's been incredible, but he's turned the ball over, and he's been sacked a lot. And the Seattle Seahawks have their moments. They sometimes don't look great, and they're a pretty confusing football team. Sometimes I've watched them this year, and I'm like, this team's going to the Super Bowl. But then there's other times where they barely beat the Vikings at home, and they've lost some other games, especially to the Giants, and I was scratching my head a little bit. So I think this would be a huge failure for Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, etc., if they do anything less than Super Bowl. You have arguably the best receiver in the NFL in Devontae Adams. Aaron Rodgers is the MVP. And obviously, if the MVP doesn't reach the Super Bowl, it's a failure. But given Aaron Rodgers and who he is, this would be a massive failure. So I know I'm jumping the gun a little bit, but I think this is going to be the Green Bay Packers versus the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And I envision an NFC championship game that is not nearly as entertaining as the AFC championship game. I think that Buffalo is going to give Kansas City a fight to the fourth quarter. And I think it's going to take a Patrick Mahomes virtuoso to beat Josh Allen, because Arrowhead will not be full. I'm not sure if they're having fans, but I know that it won't be full due to the virus restrictions. So the home field advantage won't be there. Advantage Buffalo. I just don't know how Aaron Rodgers lets us down this year. It would be a great moment for football fans across the country to see a superstar shut down the front office for another year and say, you know what, this is my team, this is my job, this is my city, I'm going to go win the Super Bowl. And I really think that is what's going to happen. Packers over Chiefs in the State Farm Bowl. As great as Patrick Mahomes is, and Tyreek Hill, and Andy Reid, and Travis Kelce, we all know how hard it is to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Ask the Patriots. It is extremely difficult and a tall task for anyone to win back-to-back. And Patrick Mahomes is going to be there for years to come. So obviously, if the Chiefs don't win it this year, it's not like they're going to be out of the picture next year. But Aaron Rodgers isn't getting any younger, and he has not won a Super Bowl in a long time. So the pressure's on Aaron Rodgers, and I think he delivers. So my early Super Bowl prediction are the Green Bay Packers versus the Kansas City Chiefs, with the Green Bay Packers winning. Let's see if I'm right. Everyone enjoy the games.